Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and it is Christmas Day for those of you who celebrate it. So whether you're listening to this when it's first going live or whether you're listening, you know, months, years from now, doesn't matter because the stuff we're going to talk about today is really applicable at any time of the year. So I'm going to begin with Biz Bites in just a moment, but first, I always want to take a moment to thank you for taking time for being here. I know that time is our most precious asset, and I am so honored that you take time out of your busy day, whenever that is, to share with me here on the show. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world, and you love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And make sure that you check out the show page before you leave today. There's always a gift for you there and links to connect with me as well. And we can connect on Facebook or at BonnieGressel.com. I would love to hear from you. Now, there's one thing that I wanted to mention today, and that is that in doing my business planning for the coming year in 2019, I find that my business is evolving and I need to free up some extra time. But I don't necessarily want to end this show because people have told me that they really enjoy hearing the guests and they enjoy the Biz Bites with Bonnie. And so what I'm going to do is tone it back a little bit, and we will run this show on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. So we'll still have two shows a month, just not be quite as often. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that, and I'll remind you again next time as well, although next time we meet is going to be on January 1st. It's going to be New Year's Day. So starting in January, this show will be running on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. Now, if you're on my list already, you get reminders and you get my newsletter every week that comes out on Wednesdays, and the links to the shows are always in there. If you're not on the newsletter list and you want to be, just reach out to me. You can go to BonnieGressel.com and sign up for really anything or send me a message and we'll put you on the list. And that way you'll be sure to get all the episodes. The thing that people like about that, I think, is that they don't have to go to iTunes or wherever necessarily. They just get a link and then they can still go to any one of those other podcast directories if they want to, like iHeartRadio or TuneIn or whatever, but they don't have to because the link is right there with all the show notes that has all the links to whatever we're talking about on that show. So I encourage you to check out the show page. I'll put an extra little note on the show page today if you want to sign up to be on the list for the newsletters so that you get the links for each show so that it's easy for you to find and you don't have to go to my website to get it. It'll just be right there. I'll put that there for you. So let's get into our topic for today, our Biz Bites with Bonnie for today. You know, I think taking inventory is a good thing to do. Reflecting is a good thing to do. You know, just like retail stores take inventory of their products on the shelves, right? I think that we need to take inventory of the past year. Now, today, many of us are celebrating Christmas as the Christmas holiday. For others, Hanukkah was earlier in the month, and there's other holidays still to come. So, first and foremost, I want you to remember to relax and enjoy this time. Enjoy the holidays. I talked more about this on the Gift of Choice show yesterday, so you might want to listen to that show as well because there were some tips on how to get the most out of the holidays in terms of relaxation and enjoyment because that seems to be a little sparse for many people at this time of the year. So what about your business? How does this time of year affect your business? Oftentimes, as I mentioned, it's a time of reflection, reflecting on the past year so that we can plan ahead to the new year's. Now, because of the holidays, your potential clients might not be in the working mode, right? It might not be in the buying mode or the business mindset. They're probably spending time with their loved ones too, and they're not making decisions about their business life or even their personal life. You know, things like weight loss and relationships and getting in shape isn't typically top of mind on the day of a major holiday. Right at this moment, that's probably not what they're thinking about. Now, they might be thinking about it in January, because January, the new year, is a tremendous time of setting resolutions about personal goals like weight loss and getting in shape and relationships and all those sorts of things. But right now, today, probably not so much. So let's talk about, you know, what you can do business-wise. First of all, let me say, take time today. If you celebrate Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate, take time during that holiday to spend time with your loved ones. You know, enjoy that time, relax, do nothing. Don't turn on your computer. I mean, all of those things. You don't have to do business. In fact, you shouldn't do business stuff every single day. So take time for you first. But if you're listening to this show later, or you're not a person who celebrates Christmas and you've got some time today, then, you know, thinking about your business, it is time to do, you know, clean up stuff and reflecting on the past. So let's talk a little bit about that today. You know, one thing that I like to do this time of year is clean things up, because my potential clients aren't necessarily, you know, on my website all the time or you know, interested in buying things. So I take this time to clean up things on my websites. We have a few different websites. And so I, you know, delete pages I'm not using. I transfer sites that I've been meaning to do that for a while and I haven't. Adding the secure licenses where I need to. The techie things like that. Because traffic is kind of down at this time of the year, at least where I live. So that's one of the things that I do. And the other thing, and I spend a little bit more time on this, is reflecting about the past, reflecting on the past year. You know, life and business, life in general, is always changing and evolving. Making the most of your time and being efficient, working on your business and not in your business, you know, getting the help you need so that you can enjoy your life, letting go of what no longer serving you. To be able to answer those questions and to know what to let go of, what to get help with, what to hang on to, you really have to take inventory. So I think that's a good place to start. Take a look back at the past year. What went right? What went wrong? Usually there's some of each. Be thankful for what went right and then learn something from what went wrong. There's always a lesson in everything. Do you reflect and take inventory of what happened in the past year or the past few months? I think it's a really good exercise to do for a couple of reasons. It reminds us how much we did accomplish. It reminds us how many good things did happen, and it also helps us to plan better for the future. If you don't take a look at where you've been, it's not as easy to identify the steps to get to where you want to be. So, you know, we forget things that we have accomplished. We don't realize how we in our personal life or our business life have grown until we write it all down. You know, I'm willing to bet that the list of things that you accomplished is much bigger than the list of things that went wrong or that you didn't get done or didn't get to or didn't completely finish. But what do we tend to focus on? We focus on what didn't get done, don't we? We focus on what went wrong, the struggles and the difficult times, and we don't pay as much attention to all the good stuff. So doing this little exercise can really change things. It changes your mood, your energy, and therefore your vibrational frequency. And that is key to manifesting what you want. And this little exercise puts you in a really good space to think about the coming year. Without doing an exercise like this, planning for the next year is not nearly as powerful. You know, you can make resolutions, set your intentions, create your planning calendar, your business plan, all that sort of stuff. But if you're not in the right mindset and your vibration is kind of low, it's not going to work as well. It's probably not even going to happen. You need to start from a place of high vibration to manifest what you want. It makes things so much easier to make action plans and to actually carry them out, to take the action, to actually do it, and to believe that it is so, that it will be so, that, you know, you don't have any doubt. So your success work for today is to take some time to do this little exercise and to just see how it makes you feel. You know, take a piece of paper and you can put a line down the center if you want, and on one side, list all of the things that you did, that you accomplished, that went right, that was a good thing. And on the other side, you put the things that were difficult or, you know, you didn't get done or whatever. I would be willing to bet the list on the left, the things that went right, is going to be way bigger, way larger than the other side of the page, right? Because you have accomplished a lot. This is such a good thing to do. Now, I do this a few times a year, actually. But certainly doing it, you know, whenever you do your planning for the coming year or whatever your calendar year is, then that's a especially good time to do it. But really, you can do this a few times a year. I do this on a quarterly basis. You know, next week, we'll talk a little bit more about the strategic plan that you have for 2019. But first of all, I want you to do this exercise before we meet again next week and think about all the things that happened, the good and the bad and the ugly, if there were any. But what did you learn? What can you do different? So it's a really good place to start. And because I know your list of accomplishments and things that went right are going to be, it's going to be so much bigger that I know it's going to put you in a good vibrational space. So until next time, I want you to really believe that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.